You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello and welcome to Ironcast. Sound the emergency klaxon. It's a bonus episode and it means only one thing. There's a new signing. Jilly Flaherty is here and we are here to welcome Katrina Gorey from the Matildas, World Cup superstar, welcoming her to East London. Jilly, we've just met her. What a character.
Yeah, very, very down to earth. Seems a lovely girl, and I think she'll fit right in as well. I think, especially in the way the West Ham dressing room is, I think she'll fit right in, especially with her saying she'll get stuck in straight away from first minute, which is good.
Oh no, and it's actually good. We're getting some new bodies in: Shalina Zdorsky, Christy Mewis, some bodies coming in, and we've had a tough first half of the season. How have you found it, Jilly?
Yeah, I think if anyone's honest, West Ham are not in the place that anyone wants them to be in. So I think with these reinforcements, I think they're huge because I think they're older, you know, they've got the experience, international level as well. I think Zdorsky's a huge signing in the back line to just help the younger players around her. But I think even if you listen to Katrina off the field, they want to help nurture the young talent this year. And I think hopefully it'll be the push that West Ham need for the second half of this season.
And so Shalina Zdorsky just joining West Ham. But if you were telling me, Jilly, that you actually trained with her years ago. West Ham could have had her years before this.
They could have. It's a little bit of a secret. It's now coming out. But no, she did. She trialled with us. Obviously, Adriana Liam was here at the time. And obviously, they're Canadian teammates. So Shalina come and trained with us for a week or so. And then I think a couple of weeks later, it was announced as a Tottenham player. But so she's finally made the right move and got the right shirt on. It took a little bit longer than expected, but she's here.
Fantastic stuff. All right, let's meet our new signing. Here she is. Over 100 caps for Australia. Welcome to East London, Katrina Gorey. Another day, another huge signing for West Ham women. All the way from Australia, from down under. Matildas, the superstar, Katrina Gorey, welcome to Ironcast and welcome to West Ham.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, we just heard your daughter Harper give a little mama right at the start of the episode. Is Harper going to become a West Ham fan? First question.
She has to be. She has no choice now. But I think she, you know, first day, I think she's pretty happy to be here. So yeah. Can't complain.
You were just saying, what a kind of two or three days you've had. You've gone, tell me your travel again over the last 48 hours or so.
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic from Australia to Sweden and then Sweden for a day and then came back to the UK after that. So yeah, it's been a lot, but she's a pretty good traveler, so I'm lucky about that. But yeah, we need a good night's sleep, that's for sure.
When do you start training?
Probably tomorrow, but it'll be better to be training than thinking about all the logistics of my life at the moment. So get me on the training field.
And you've just done your reveal video. We were all watching it out the window here in Chadwell Heath Training Ground. Strawberry Kisses themed We were all listening to that tune. Gilly, what did you make of it the first time you'd heard
very
it?
Very catchy. But
that's not what you were saying at the time. Hang on.
No, it is. It is very, I mean, I can't imagine me singing it, but it is very catchy.
Yeah, don't imagine me singing it either. So.
So, Katrina, what? How much do you know about West Ham?
I mean, I know a fair bit from Macca. You know, I don't know, there was something about the club from about 2 years ago that I always thought, you know, I want to play here, and I wanted to give myself the best shot to be here. So, got on Macca's back a lot and asked her a lot of questions. And, yeah, I feel really proud and grateful to be here.
And obviously we've got former West Ham women's captain Gilly here as well. Gilly, how would you describe, what's it like to play for West Ham women?
Oh, I mean, it's hard to put into words. I think the fans and the club are very much, if they see you giving everything in a game, you know, they'll take you on as one of their own. And I think they're a very passionate fan base. We've had quite a few Australians, obviously, with Meeks and Emily Van Egmond as well here too. And I think they settled in straight away. But I think, I mean, obviously I watched in the World Cup. I think if you can play like that for West Ham, you'll they'll be full of praise for us.
Yeah. And I mean, we've got to talk, Katrina, about the summer you had with the Matildas. Just unbelievable. You played in 7 games, of course. Listen to these records. Highest number of tackles. You covered the most ground of any player in the tournament. And what an experience for the Matildas. What was it like to be on the inside of it?
Yeah, it was incredible. I think when we put our hand up to host the World Cup, I don't think we ever would have thought we'd have the turnout that we did, the support that we did, the people that are still talking about the World Cup when we go home. I think it's, you know, we've definitely changed football in Australia forever, but to be a part of it and, to do as well as we did. And I mean, a lot of us obviously wanted to go a bit further, but I think for us, you know, we've changed football in Australia forever. And, you know, for us, we're pretty happy with that. So, yeah, just super proud to be Australian and to be a part of that World Cup.
Man, it was so good to watch. So you made your debut for the Matildas in 2012, 105 appearances for Australia. Your 100th appearance was against England in the semi-final. Scored 17 goals. You've played in 6 major tournaments. Get this, 2 World Cups, 2 Asia Cups, and an Olympic Games. Aside from the World Cup you just had, what are your kind of top 3 career highlights from all that?
Obviously a debut, you can't take away from that. It's probably the best thing in the world. You know, it's something that you train so hard for, so to finally put on the jersey, I think that's always a special day. And probably another one would be my comeback game for the national team after I had Harper. I didn't know if I wanted to come back to football. I wasn't really sure what my pathway was going to be, but, as soon as I had her, ignited the fire within me again, and I felt like a little kid back playing football in the backyard. So for me, that was probably a special day coming back, and it's been a pretty big whirlwind since coming back from having her.
Yeah, me and Gilly were talking about this actually. So your daughter Harper was born in 2021, and Gilly, you had heard a rumor. Explain the rumor you had heard about giving birth.
Right, so I played with Kate. Well, not the giving birth.
Yeah,
the thing, the actual moment, but I played with Katie Chapman. Obviously, she had 3 children when she was playing, and she always said that, I mean, she come back from 3 children, and obviously that's incredible anyway, but she always says that she found she was fitter when she come back. That's why I said I think I should have had a baby when I was playing, because maybe I'd have actually done well in the mass test. But did you notice a difference after having Harper?
Yeah, 100%. As soon as I went back, I think I started back running 9 weeks in after having her, and
9 weeks.
I just, like, I could run forever. It wasn't, you know, the running, the lungs or anything like that. That didn't bother me at all. Obviously, it was, you know, getting my brain to work with my feet again. But yeah, the running was easy. And yeah, I felt like I could run forever, and it didn't matter what the conditions were or what was thrown at me. I felt like I could keep on going. So if there's ever a time in my career that I feel like that again, maybe I'll just have another baby and see what happens.
Well, you've got another baby planned this year, right? 2024, having a boy. What's it been like balancing kind of being a professional footballer and motherhood? How's that been?
It's been incredible. I think it was much easier when she was a baby and she couldn't talk back or, you know, run away from me. So the last couple of months have definitely been more challenging, especially with the travel and things like that. But it's rewarding. It's incredible to see her, you know, growing up around, you know, just incredible humans, incredible athletes, incredible women. You know, it's a pretty cool lifestyle for her to have. And she gets to travel the world. And yeah, I'm just excited to look back in, you know, 10 years' time and sit on the couch with her and show her all the things that we achieved together, the people that she got to hang out with, and yeah, the countries that she got to go to.
Yeah, it's a good place to have kids around, right, Julie? It's a family club, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I was here when obviously with Dagny, who Brynja comes in recovery days, you'd be trying to recover, he'd be there building with the foam rollers, building towers and that. And I was wondering whether that was a bit of a pull as well to sign for a club like West Ham, because I think obviously you're looking at the gender reveal that West Ham done for Dagny, like they are a big family club, and being able to, for Brynja especially, to come in, is that something that appealed to you as well?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously they were probably the first few questions that I asked Macca and asked anyone that had been at the club before, and you know, they couldn't speak highly of the club. And I know that, you know, a lot of other clubs aren't as supportive, and you know, I've been supported really well in the clubs that I've been to previously, so I felt that as soon as I came here. And I knew straight away that this was where I was meant to be. And you know, from the day I started speaking to Aiden to today, I think it's yeah, you can see that it's a family club. And yeah, I think we've really ended up in the best club that we could have.
How do you feel about Harper developing a Cockney accent? We've got to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see what happens, because she knows Swedish. She speaks Swedish. She understands Swedish. And now we're going to, you know, throw a UK accent on top of that. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting combination. But, yeah, I'm excited to see what happens.
As part of our commitment to driving the women's game forward, we recently hosted our first ever Women's Football Summit in partnership with Maldon Accident Repair Centre. The summit started with a keynote address from Vice Chairman Baroness Karen Brady, followed by panellists from amazing companies like the FA, eToro, Barclays and Wow Hydrate, before two of our own players took to the stage with manager Rhianne Skinner.
The WSL team for West Ham is hugely important. We want to succeed in everything we do.
So I don't think there's ever been a greater time to invest in women's football and the women's game.
There's multifaceted takeaways, right? So we've got the takeaway from the business point of view, where we've seen growing numbers, we've seen numbers that are in the millions now in terms of social media, money spent, revenues, all that kind of stuff. We're also taking away from the players and the way the players are reacting to the business that's going on off the field.
There's still a long way to go, and that's why we're here today.
Your cost of entry to get in now, to be part of that story, to help build that, is really, really low. Because I'm going to tell you, it's going to be at least 10 to 50 times higher in the next 5 years.
The fee that you pay to be part of a female football team at the moment and the ROI that you get back is huge.
Women's football and West Ham United have taken significant leaps forward over the last few years, but the most exciting part of that journey is yet to come.
So I don't think there's ever been a greater time to invest in women's football and the women's game, and I guess today's event is to illustrate and show you how you can do that.
And interesting, looking at you back through your career, this is the seventh different country you've played club football in. And actually, you left, you grew up in Brisbane, but you left for Melbourne at 19. So your life has been packed full of travel. This is nothing new, really.
No, not really. I'm pretty good at living out of a suitcase now. Obviously, a few more suitcases with a child. But yeah, it's, you know, playing football, I think that's the best thing about it, is you get to travel around the world, experience different cultures, meet different people. And yeah, I couldn't really imagine my life any other way.
And got touch on your nickname, Minnie. Where does this come from?
I've had it since I was about 12 years old and never grew. everyone talks about their growth spurt and I never had mine. I think, yeah, Harper's almost about to take over me at the moment. So, yeah, it's always stuck with me. And, you know, some people are worried about calling me that because, yeah, they're not sure how I'll respond. But, you know, my parents call me it. My family call me it. So I think when they can call you it, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Can fans call you it?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'd prefer that. If they call me Katrina, I'll think they're mad at me. So it's probably better to say Minnie.
And how do you feel about the WSL, best women's league in the world? How you feel about the challenge of coming here playing in this league?
Yeah, I'm excited. Obviously, it's you know, the league that everyone's speaking about at the moment. It's we've pretty much got the whole Australian national team playing across all the teams. So for us, it's exciting. You know, we want to challenge ourselves. We want to be in the best clubs we can. We want to play against the best players. And I think, this league's proven that over the last couple of years. And I'm excited to see what happens in the next couple of years as well.
Yeah. And Gilly, you've seen, I mean, you scored the first goal in the WSL. We've got to mention
Thanks for dropping that in.
Contractually obliged every time you come on the podcast to mention that. But you've seen loads of kind of foreign imports come in. And what's your advice for kind of getting up to speed in a league as tough as this one?
I mean, it's hard. I think obviously coming in at this period as well, because you don't have a pre-season to bond. But I think in a way that sometimes is a positive, because you can just go straight into games. But yeah, I mean, I think you'll fit in really well. I think, like I said, if a fan see a teammate or a player who wants to give everything, do you know what I mean, and get stuck in, and that's what especially West Ham fans like to see, players who like to put their foot in, which I think has potentially been a little bit missing this season. So I think you coming into the team will be huge. But do you find that as well, obviously you've moved obviously with the different clubs you've played for, obviously the Australian league is like the, it was our winter time, isn't it, and then a lot of Australians go to somewhere else. Do you find then that's going to help you coming into WSL now at this time?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it is always tough coming in halfway through a season. But I've tried to watch as many games as I could. I tried to, understand the game that they try and play, and try to get to know the players, off the field and on the field as well. And try to give myself the best chance to, you know, make an impression, understand the game. And yeah, I think the last couple of years going from season to season has tried to, you know, teach me, how to put your best foot forward and kind of just take everything as it's thrown at you. But yeah, I think, it's definitely going to be hard, but I think, I've got good characteristics, I think, and if I can bring anything to the team, I'll work as hard as I can and do whatever I can, and whether that's on the field or off the field.
Yeah, and fellow Matilda, Mackenzie Arnold, our captain, how instrumental was she in the move? Was she a bit of a secret agent there in the working in the background to get the deal over the line?
Yeah, I mean, I always go through Mac for anything, but I think you can just see how much she's progressed in her game in the last couple of years, and for a club to be able to support her with something like that, I think you can see what the club can do for players. And I think having that much belief in a player, and seeing how much confidence she has now, and the way that she speaks about this team, I think, there's no better club to play for me. And it just pretty much spoke my language. It's, the things that I live for, the family club that I needed. And yeah, I think we've ended up in the right club for sure.
You've known Mackenzie for a long time, right? Way back in Brisbane Roar days.
Yeah.
How many years is that?
Too many. probably over 10 years, to be fair.
Wow.
We've known each other for a long time.
That's mad. So now, fixtures to look forward to. I don't know if you know this, but Gilly did the FA Cup draw, pulled out her former team, Chelsea. Yeah.
Make it exciting,
West Ham.
Eh?
Yeah. Yeah,
straight
they,
in. With
so were they heating
Chelsea
up the ball? So that was the rumor.
No,
they told you. Were you keeping an eye on which one to pull out?
Well, I did. I did look for my former club. I didn't expect to have them both pulled out against each other, but
yeah. So Chelsea in the FA Cup on the 14th of January, and then Tottenham at home on Sunday the 21st of January. How excited are you about playing in a London derby like that?
Yeah, I mean, what better game to start off the season with for me? And I mean, it's exciting. You obviously hear a lot about Chelsea. You see them everywhere. And I think you want to challenge yourself against the best players, the best clubs. And I think, no better way to start. It's exciting for us. First game of the season, I think it's going to be exciting.
And lastly, what can West Ham fans expect from you? Describe what they'll be seeing.
I think a hard worker. I'll get stuck in, try not to get too many yellow cards or anything like that. But I like to get stuck in, try and control the game as much as I can. I work as hard as I can, and try and nurture the younger players coming up as well, and try and lead them on and off the field.
Oh man, exciting times. Well, you might be able to see Katrina in action in our next home match, Tottenham Hotspur at Chigwell Construction Stadium on the Sunday, 21st of January, 2024. 6:45pm kickoff. Tickets are priced at just £13 for adults and £5 for juniors. Purchase your tickets online at eticketing.co.uk/WHUFC. Harper has been so well behaved throughout this interview. I feel we're testing her patience. So we'll draw a close interview there. Katrina, welcome to West Ham. We're so excited to have you here. Can't wait to see you do the business for us on the pitch. And thank you for listening. Until next time, come on, you Irons.
Sports Social Podcast Network.